about the pain and frustration that many Americans are feeling about our criminal justice system. I'm very pleased that the Department of Justice will be investigating what happened in Ferguson or Staten Island. Each of us has to grapple with some hard truths about race and justice in America. Because despite all the progress we've made together, we have allowed our criminal justice system to get out of balance. And I personally hope that these tragedies give us the opportunity to come together as a nation to find our balance again.
Radio
Underground. We have audio, no video.
Radio Free V-Dot.
This is a pirate transmission from District 13 with a message.
Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
This is the voice of the American Redoubt. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and this is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your patience not getting a podcast out this yesterday, Sunday evening. And we pre-recorded Saturday's show on Friday because I had a loaded weekend, and I'm still tired, but it was so good. I'm going to share some of that with you guys today for episode 16-15 of Radio Free Redoubt. For those of you who are into the social media thing, remember you can follow us every day on Facebook.com. Just remember, that is an open source intelligence resource for those who could potentially wish to do harm to you. So keep stuff sanitized. It's good for passing news stories and information and saying hi to one another. But that should be just about far enough. Pilgrims don't want to hand anything over on a silver platter, right? So good information for networking and sharing information. But that's about it. It should be open source information, of course. Nothing that violates OPSEC. Now, let's see. What are we going to do here? Let me just give you a brief rundown here. First of all, the switch over to the new servers was completed this weekend. Great job, and hats off to Polly01 for facilitating that and making sure that that happened. And she's still dealing with some stuff. There are several plugins. There are the new SSL certificates that have been added. That's creating a couple of issues on the website. Matter of fact, let me just talk about that right now. If you guys are going to radiofreeredoubt.com, Amron.com, the Amron Core website for our Amron Core operators, or the Redoubt Gear Store, there could be some things that don't display properly. You might have forms that are not displaying properly. We've got a couple of links. Our link to Katie Armour was not working. So this is just little wrinkles that we're trying to get ironed out here. We're aware of most of them, but once again, if you try to click on a link and it's not opening for you, shoot me a quick email at johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. All those many eyes and ears out there are helping us pinpoint those issues. But I will say this. For example, Saturday, I aired the interview of Chris Ann Hall that I had done Friday. And that audio file is there, but you can't see it. For some reason, the SSL certificate saying, oh, I don't know this link. I don't trust it. So I'm going to hide it. Well, you can override that by going in the upper left-hand corner of the web browser there, you see a little padlock, and you can click on that, and it'll give you an option to make an exception for that rule so that, voila, there it is, the audio player. So you can click play and listen on the website. So anything like that, you're looking for something that should be there and it doesn't seem to be appearing, go up and look for that little paddle lock. That has to do with our SSL security certificate. And that's for our protection, your protection. And make sure no man-in-the-middle spoof guy websites posing as making a clone of Radio Free Readout, thinking that you are at our website, but you're actually clicking on links and things that could, you know, give you, you know, viruses and try to get personal information from you and asking you to fill this and that form out with personal information that has nothing to do with us because, the site's been spoofed or hacked. Well, that's what the SSL certificate does, is one of the things that it does. It guarantees that you are actually looking at radiofreeredoubt.com or amron.com or one of the other websites. So that is there. Now, this weekend, I attended a course. Super awesome guy, great patriot. We have similar backgrounds. And he still works as a contractor doing computer security things and stuff. Well, he teaches a class called the Ground Rod Primer, or for those grammaticians, you people that are really into grammar. It's a primer. It's the Ground Rod Primer. And what that does is, well, I'm going to talk about that, I think probably in segment three. Things that we were already dealing with and talking about on Partisan Radio and Radio Free Readout, it really goes hand in hand with the series that I just finished up, Going Underground, where we talk about using encryption and anonymity and security on the internet where you're passing messages and traffic. Well, this is like giving that a shot of steroids. And so I'm really excited about it, and I want to share that with you guys. And then also, I had to break off from that. It's a two-day course. On Saturday, I had to break off to head over to Moses Lake, Washington, Central Washington State, where there was a large annual convention of militias that were doing a field training exercise. And I mean, this was a field environment. Loved it. It was really great. I got, you know, a tour of the Tactical Operations Center and met with the leadership and a lot of folks, listeners, Radio Free Readout listeners, and Amron operators, and then a lot of folks that I had not met before. It was just a privilege and an honor to be able to meet those guys, shake their hands, and give a presentation on communications. And I'll be talking about that in segment four. So let's get down to the news and commentary. The news and commentary is brought to you by Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series with all 10 books out about the collapse and the rebuilding. Go to 299days.com to learn more. Now, let's go to national news. Really nothing I want to focus on internationally right now. Just a continuation of a lot of the same stuff that's been going on. But in the national news, I thought this was an interesting story that came out from the AP. The Holy Bible is a list of challenged books at libraries. What does that even mean? That caught my eye. What do you mean challenged books? Well, what they mean is challenged books. They are challenged. Why is that book on that shelf? Right? They're being challenged. So, on the latest list of books most objected to at public schools and libraries, one title has been targeted nationwide at times for the sex and violence it contains. Can you believe that? With the garbage that they're feeding our students. It's being challenged by the sex and violence that's in the Bible, but mostly for the legal issues it raises. You would have people who feel that if a school library buys a copy of the Bible, it's a violation of church and state, says James LaRue, who directs the Office for Intellectual Freedom for the American Library Association. It really released its annual 10 top snapshot of challenged books last Monday. And he says sometimes there's a retaliatory action where a religious group has objected to a book and a parent might respond by objecting to the Bible. He did emphasize, however, that the Library Association does not oppose having Bibles in public schools guidelines for the Office of Intellectual Freedom note that the Bible does not violate the separation of church and state as long as the library does not endorse or promote the views included in the Bible. Can't have that. You know, morals and standards. The ALA also including favors including a wide range of religious materials from the Quran to the Book of Mormon. LaRue added that the association does hear of complaints about the Quran, but fewer than for the Bible. More complaints are filed based on a Bible being in a library than a Quran. So it finished sixth in its top 10 list. In regional news in the American Readout, citizens meet with the Department of Lands over a road closure. This has got some people riled up. Over at readoutnews.com, and you can go to readoutnews.com to see the whole week's list of stories that they've been running, doing a good job over there. But Representative Heather Scott from Idaho gave her Power of the Engaged Citizen speech enough times that it took hold, and citizens are rising up. One in particular, Jerry, is a citizen of Blanchard. He and his neighbors enjoy using Idaho State Public Lands near the homes of Blanchard Loop Road. They found out that it was closed off with some sign that was partially blacked out by the Forest Service with some black ink pen, but they are challenging this. Without warnings, signs went up that denied access to all wheeled vehicles on the entire piece of land. One young girl cried at the thought of not riding her bike through her friend's house. To emphasize the point, tank traps were dug, holes up to 6 feet deep were arbitrarily placed on the entrance roads and throughout. So they started calling. They continued to call and email until Tom Fleer of the local Idaho Department of Lands office finally agreed to meet with them on site this Thursday morning, along with Representative Scott and Readout News. Over a dozen citizens from the area gathered to meet Mr. Fleer. This is what's happening, folks. They are cutting off more and more access to public lands. And you know why? They're saying this is to protect theft of trees. The department is insufficiently staffed to monitor it, so they must hire a subcontractor to assist with the chore. He also stated two more issues. Idaho's population is growing. Well, then let's restrict their access. Let's make sure they're squeezed into rural or urban areas, right? Agenda 21. This is sad, but it's encouraging that the citizens are standing up and there's state legislators that are standing with them to say this is unacceptable. Good job. All right, now, there are a couple of other news articles that I want to cover in segment two because I want to dedicate segment two to a topic. This will be the religious segment. And it's just a really interesting and very telling and alarming barometer for where we are in our country. And I'll be talking about that. You guys have seen it in the news. I have a couple of thoughts we're going to share with you guys. Now, before we go into the break and bring on Fox 519 with the Eye on the Economy for this week, I want to ask you to remember to pray for the political prisoners, the patriots who are imprisoned right now for one of three categories. One, crimes that they didn't commit, or two, activities they did which were not crimes, but with legal verbal judo, they were able to, the federal government has at least justified in their own minds detaining people and locking them, shackling them in isolation like animals. Or the third category, those alleged criminal charges for doing the exact same thing that federal agents did to citizens, but where the federal agents, not one of them, has been charged or is in jail. So just remember those guys, lift them up in your prayers, and we'll have more on that. We'll continue to follow that. This is Radio Free Readout. Stay right there. We'll be back with segment two in just a minute.
Well, this just about tucks it in, folks. Whether your own auditors tell you that you're up a creek without a paddle, well, you better shut up and listen. Yes, that's right. The government's own auditors have told our leaders that we're in big, big financial trouble. Hello, everyone. This is Fox 519 here, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. Hello, everyone. Fox 519 here. Over the past 8 weeks, you've heard our commercial for SistersCoffeeRoasters.com, and I wanted to take a few minutes to talk to you about the quality of their product. When you think about the collapse, our minds normally drift toward things like the three Bs: beans, bullets, and Band-Aids. But I want you to add another letter, C, for coffee. Basic things like coffee are mood boosters, and those are very, very important in a collapse situation. Nothing is worse than being in a stressful environment and not having anything to look forward to each morning as you wake up. You should store coffee. Yes, you can store the low-quality stuff in the number 10 cans, but I would encourage you to go with a quality product, and that product is coffee from SistersCoffeeRoasters.com. Their roasted or unroasted beans are some of the best you can get. And you should make sure, as you think about your future, do you want to wake up to low-quality, stale-tasting coffee, or do you want to wake up to a vibrant-tasting coffee that will help you slip your boots on in the morning and be ready to rebuild the readout? Get yours today. That's SistersCoffeeRoasters.com. Two sisters and an amazing quality coffee. Well, welcome back. Well, when I see news like this, it doesn't really surprise me in the least bit. But let's be real. We know the financial collapse is coming. It was just a matter of time before someone in the government decided they would sound the alarm bells. Well, here's the news today. An auditor for the Government Accountability Office told lawmakers on Wednesday that in the next few years, the federal government will owe more than the entire economy produces. Yes, that we will owe more money than the entire economy produces. Now, the person you want his name you want to know is Gene Dodaro. He's the Comptroller General for the Government Accountability Office, and he testified at a Senate Budget Committee to provide the results of an audit on the government's own financial books. Dodaro said, "We are heavily leveraged in debt. The historical average post-World War II of how much debt was held in percent of gross domestic product was 43% on the average. Right now, we're at 74%. This is the highest the United States history, the history of the United States government held by the public as a percent of gross domestic product since 1946. We're on mark to hit that in the next 15 to 25 years. Well, I think it's going to come sooner. Another economic projection, which assumes that cost controls for Medicare that don't hold, will also increase as healthcare costs continue to grow and debt will rise even further." He followed up with, "These projections go to 200%, 300%, or even higher as debt held by the public as a percent of gross domestic product. In synopsis, we're going to owe more than the entire economy is producing, and by definition, that is not sustainable." The biggest thing here, folks, is that according to the audit, these weaknesses will eventually harm the government's ability to reliably report their assets, liabilities, and costs. And this will prevent the government from having the information to operate in an efficient or effective manner. We know this is going to fall apart. Fellow patriots and preppers, as I read the news tonight, I just keep thinking of how many people are truly unaware of the nature of what is coming at us. It's often easy just to slip back into life. It's simple. It's easy. It's something we know. It's an old shoe. We go by day through our normalcy bias, and when things don't happen, we slip back into a routine that we know. It was what we knew before we were all awake. Please, everyone, don't let this happen. Please don't slip back into a place that you can't return from. Mark my words, everyone, things are getting worse. Despite what they're telling you in the media, they are getting worse by the day. We are distracted by many things each and every day. It's time to ensure again that your focus remains on what's important. Being ready to protect and provide for your families. That was the mission in the very beginning when you woke up. And as a final thought tonight, in my next few months, I'm going to be very, very busy as Fox 519 wearing many different hats, as some of you know. If someone's out there would like to join the Fox 519 for a short period of time to help out, I would greatly appreciate it. Send me an email at fox519@radiofreeredoubt or foxtrot519@startmail.com. I would very much like to appreciate the help, and it's only going to be for a short period of time. Once again, this is Fox 519 for Radio Free Readout. God bless, and God bless the readout.
Welcome back. John Jacob at RadioFreeReadout.com is my email address. If you're listening on the go, it's RadioFreeReadout.com is the website to visit us. We are fully switched over to our new server, which is hosted inside the American Readout by Patriots. And we'll have more information on those for you guys that are looking for a server website hosting. If you want to support a Readout-based, Patriot-owned, God-fearing Patriot business, then we'll get you in touch with those guys. We'll be talking more about that. Now, segment two is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate. Speaking of Patriot, Christian Patriot-owned businesses, to help you get situation, to get you, my goodness, to get you strategically relocated to the American Readout in the northernmost portion of the panhandle of Idaho, it's SelkirkMountainRealEstate.com. Couple of announcements. Chris Ann Hall next week. Next week? Let me look. Oh, next week, Thursday and Friday, April 22nd and 21st in Prosser, Washington. You can click on the link there at Radio Free Readout. Or you can go to chrisannhall.com and look at her full speaking schedule. But she will be there next week on state sovereignty and the duty of state and local representatives. I will be there for one of those nights. I don't know which night I'm going to be there, but it'll be good to see her again and talk with her and listen to her, what she has to say. The Northwest Preparedness Expo in Prosser, Washington is going to be on May 7th. That's coming up quick. Pastor Shiram Hadian, Representative Matt Shea, myself, some others will be speaking, several others. I got to get the full lineup. I got to get that into my notes. But preparedness and patriot issues. Dave from AMP3 will be there teaching a suture class. There's going to be a lot of vendors there, and there's going to be a lot of AMRON operators there to help answer the public's questions about disaster communications and civil defense communications. T-Rex 2016 is June 10th through the 12th. Put it on your calendar. That's your chance to flip the light switch off and practice your disaster preparedness plan with your family and get out that shortwave radio or participate if you're a radio operator in that nationwide disaster preparedness network. It's going to be great. Lots of fun. Now, there's a whole bunch of stories that kind of came into me about the same time, and they really do all tie together. But there's one in particular. It's kind of an aggregate of all these different developments that USA Today ran. That's very left-wing oriented, non-objective rag. But the story, Brian Adams cancels Mississippi gig over anti-LGBT bill. Okay, first of all, this is not an anti-LGBT bill. This is a pro religious freedom and religious liberty bill. It's one of the principles that our nation was founded on. Not sexual deviancy. It was founded on religious freedom, religious liberty. It's part of our heritage. And Mississippi passed a bill, which Idaho should have done, Washington, Montana, Wyoming, several other states, conservative states across the country. Why are they not passing the same type of legislation? I pushed for this with the legislators in the American Readout to pass, to get legislation entered so that no one could be persecuted for refusing to participate in something that violates their moral conscience. Mississippi does it, and boy, are they taking the heat. We're going to talk about North Carolina here in just a little bit. Brian Adams says, I find it incomprehensible that LGBT, incomprehensible, the LGBT citizens are being discriminated against in the state of Mississippi. Hold on there, Canuck. I find it incomprehensible that in my nation, in my country, in the United States of America, my homeland, where Christians are being discriminated against, persecuted, fined, bullied by a hijacked human rights cult that's forcing people to conduct business that violates their moral conscience. That's what's incomprehensible. What's incomprehensible is that we are protecting sexual deviancy and prosecuting. We've marginalized and then demonized and criminalized Christians, Christian-owned businesses who refuse to provide a service for a celebration of sexual deviancy. Oh, somebody out there, oh, you talk about this too much. Well, guess what? It's here every single day. Are you becoming callous to this? Are you becoming apathetic toward what we're faced with in our country? Don't shame me for talking about this. You sure seem to talk about this a lot. Shame on you for being apathetic toward this, because this tells me one thing, that you do not comprehend the seriousness of the consequences on our nation and the judgment that's coming on our nation because of this thing here that Christian patriots have become apathetic about. They shrug, meh. But this right here, the people in Mississippi passed legislation that the other states should have been passing, or at the very least introducing. So Bryan Adams cancels his concert. Fine. Go back to Socialist Canada. Bruce Springsteen did the same thing. North Carolina. Because North Carolina passed a law saying that you cannot mandate, your cities cannot mandate a ordinance saying that you must make provisions to allow a man to go into a girl's locker room or bathroom. This is what's incomprehensible is how far we've come. You know what, Bruce Springsteen and your little band of Mary E Street people, go back to Jersey and stay there. These people, there was an event that has since been canceled, but they were planning on reproducing a replica of the archway entrance into the Temple of Baal. This was going to be an unveiling, simultaneously unveiling in New York City, in Times Square, and Trafalgar Square in London. A simultaneous unveiling of the archway entrance into the Temple of Baal, which the ISIS blew up over in Syria. So now this archaeology organization is having 3D replicas reproduced, and they were going to unveil those in New York City and London. Now, since then, they've backpedaled. They took New York off the tour list, and now it's just going to be in Trafalgar Square in London. But they also backed up and decided not to reproduce the temple entrance to the Temple of Baal. But this will be a different, some type of archway of victory or something from the Roman Greek occupation. But this was something that they were, now, this is it. Snopes is saying, this is not true. People have been saying, oh my gosh, the Temple of Baal's coming to New York. That's not true. So it's just a rumor? No. In fact, before they changed their minds as Archaeological Society, you had all of the newspapers in New York prancing around, celebratory, announcing this wonderful piece of history being brought forward into New York and London. The life-size model of the original 2,000-year-old structure known as the Arch of the Temple of Bel will stand approximately 48 feet and 23 feet wide. So Snopes would try to have you think that this whole thing was just a rumor that got out of control by a bunch of whacked out right-wing extremists trying to blow things out of proportion. Not true. They were headed full steam ahead. It came out in the New York Times. The New York Times said, next month, the Temple of Baal will come to the Times Square. Reproductions of the 50-foot arch that form the temple's entrance are to be installed in New York and London. This is New York Times. This was not a rumor that got blown out of proportion by a bunch of right-wing wackos. This is pressure that came back at them for the symbol of what this represented. And they even wrote, it will be uncanny and thrilling to see this arch from an ancient desert civilization set against the bright lights of New York. Unfortunately, facsimiles can achieve only so much. Denuded of people, stripped of the rich social context in which they were once embedded, antiquities appear just as evidence of the grandeur of the past, the accomplishments of another place in another time. So they're like edifying this. Do you know what the Temple of Baal was used for? It was used for sacrificing children. They were using religious sexual rituals involving temple prostitutes, homosexuality, and children, and sacrificing children to this god, Baal. This was one of the things that was going on throughout the land of Canaan when Moses came in with the Israelites, when God decided to give it to the Israelites because of this is the kind of stuff that was going on all across the land. That's why God said, bring it to the ground. Take Jericho to the ground. Not a single person can be left standing. They've sunken to this level. But see, in our culture now, they're celebrating at the thought, which now they've backed off from this going forward with this Temple of Baal archway, entranceway coming to New York. Now they're replacing it with another arch. But the celebrations that were taking place at the news of the arch of the Temple of Baal coming to New York City and London, the world was ecstatic over this. Simultaneously, we have sexual perversion being elevated, protected, and advanced. And we've got Google, Facebook, entertainers all across the country now are attacking North Carolina because they overthrew ordinances that would have allowed men to go into girls' locker rooms. All the hate, the oppression. And Mississippi now, a bed and breakfast owner can refuse a homosexual couple on their wedding night to come there for their honeymoon because it violates their moral conscience. They don't have to be forced to participate in supporting something like that without being sued and attacked and criminally charged for hate crimes. Their religion is protected. That is an American foundational principle. So good for you, Mississippi. Stick to your guns. And North Carolina, you took one step in the right direction, but you've got a long ways to go too. North Carolina's no saint. See some of the laws that they've got. From firearms ownership to their human rights record, they've got a ways to go. But they did the right thing in that case. Stick to your ground. And good job. But this is sweeping our country. And one day, we're going to have the Temple of Baal all over our country. And I just, do I fear? I fear God, and I fear his wrath against our once great republic because of the choices that the debauched electorate are making. So prepare, remnant. Remnant. This is about the remnant. This is not about taking America back. All right, you are naive. You are a naive non-history student, if you think that we are going to take back America, because no nation, no republic, no nation has survived past where we are. None. We were exceptional. All right, we'll be back with segment 3. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. How safe is your property? How long could it sustain you? Have you considered how you might deal with various threats? Have you planned out your property to get the most out of it for secure and self-reliant living? Those are the questions that Strategic Landscape Design answers. Their services include planning for the primary needs of water, food, energy, and self-defense, providing consulting and design services to help fellow patriots achieve a prepared lifestyle. Take the next step in making yours a secure and productive self-sufficient property. Go to www.strategiclandscapedesign.com.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary. The way I see it, state sovereignty is back in the news, and many people agree that we need to recover the lost art of freedom. But how do we do that? Many ideas have been thrown out there, but one of the best that I heard over the summer is what I and 15 other state legislators from other states throughout the West call the five steps to freedom. I'd like to share those with you today. First, state legislators must nullify unconstitutional legislation. For instance, nationalized health care or cap and trade are not specific enumerated powers of the federal government and Congress. Therefore, state legislators can nullify such laws. The idea comes from Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, who first introduced it because they believed it was a natural right of the states in the checks and balances process. Step 2. We need to erect an impenetrable wall around the Second Amendment. That takes several forms. First, an extension of the castle doctrine. Wherever I stand, that's my castle. Number 2, oath keeping. Sheriffs need to uphold their oaths to the Constitution of the United States and the several states. And number 3, a sheriff first piece of legislation which allows sheriffs the process by which they can arrest and detain federal agents acting beyond their scope of authority. Number 3, we need to restore sound money. And what does that mean? We need to return to a gold and silver standard. Number 4, we need to secure our borders by making the state verify citizenship before issuing a driver's license, a business license, or any other formal source of state recognition. And number 5, wherever any of this legislation fails, the people need to introduce that by way of initiative. State sovereignty is the path back to freedom. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening. They all got blood in their eyes
and murder on their minds. Murder. Segment 3 at the Voice of the American Redoubt with Katie Armour bringing it to you. They have the soft armor as well. We've got the front and side plates. Level 3A, level 4, They've got it all, including plate carriers. Check them out. This stuff is just awesome. And you know what? This is also a Patriot-owned business. Relocated from occupied territory, from Michigan, they moved into the free zones in anticipation for what's coming down the line in our country. Great people, and they do. They build a great product. So check them out at katiearmour.com, C-A-T-I, as in come and take it, katiearmour.com. And don't forget to use the coupon code John Jacob. Let's see. Now, where do we want to go next? A couple of things that I wanted to pass to you guys before I talk about this weekend's training. I don't know how this got in there. I wasn't ready to talk about this, but someone asked, you know, I'd love your thoughts on Red Dawn, the 1980s movie Red Dawn. I'm like, puh, what are my thoughts? I need a whole show to dedicate to that. That's an American training film. I love Red Dawn. When that movie came out, I was the same age as the kids in that movie. And so, I mean, we ate it up. It was like, we wanted that to happen. That's a great movie. But I've talked about that before. I've talked about, you know, my thoughts on Red Dawn. And there's others. There's so much more out there to really glean from. But here's one that codename Mr. Mason, speaking of Red Dawn, said, check your medical packs. Why? Well, benzalkonium chloride. He says, my medical kit came with fabric antibacterial band-aids for use with simple breaks of skin. This is a public service announcement. For several months, my sons and I used these band-aids with no issues at all. A week ago, my wife used one for the first time. She had it on her leg for about an hour, tore it off because the pain and the rash is still there even now. She will see our doctor later today. The antibacterial agent in the fabric is called benzalkonium chloride. If you're not allergic to it, then all is well. If you are allergic to it, then it is horribly dangerous. Please warn all of your listeners to check their medical kits. You do not want to be in a grid down situation and use one of these band-aids if you are allergic to benzalkonium chloride. This is nasty stuff. I have to end this email now because I'm on my way to Walgreens to get different band-aids. God bless you. Well, God bless you, sir. I hope your wife is doing better. Mrs. Mason is recovering well, and thank you for passing that along. I will check my band-aids. I don't think I have any antibacterial band-aids. I have a separate medication for that. But anyway, thank you. And in the listening audience, I hope you find that useful. All right. There is a company that's owned and operated by, I'll call them Kilo. It is Combat Studies Group. He's putting on courses called the Ground Rod Primer or Ground Rod Primer. He's got a course schedule that he's developing. Now, remember when I talked about going underground in that three-part series that I just wrapped up? This and the information that I gave you is good, good information. But when the stakes are high, you want to take it to another level. And this guy, codename K, does this for a living. Now, let me talk about the course. It was Friday and Saturday. It's $300. It is worth every penny, especially for the Amron operators. And you call yourself an operator and you're going to be working in the underground or preparing for the underground at some point in the future. I'm talking about when Bibles are banned, when private underground non-sanctioned home churches are illegal, when you must pass information about the next following week's meeting dates, or you have to correspond with someone who is hiding in the underground and correspondence must take place. And it's not feasible to do that through couriers and face-to-face because you've got a network of people spread out all over the place. You need to do this anonymously and securely with multiple layers. Codename K breaks systems and designs systems to keep people out who are trying to break them. He knows his stuff. Now, this two-day course called the Ground Rod Primer is just that. It is a primer to prepare you for more advanced stuff. But the stuff that was covered in this basic course is what I've covered with Amron and Amron Core and you guys with on a steroid shot. Except, of course, there's another component we add into there, and that's radio, over the radio and digital modes and things like that. We talked about steganography this weekend. We talked about keys. We talked about encryption, whole systems. So let me just go now here. I'm saying this because, guys, if you are in the area in Pennsylvania or within 2 hours drive from where this is going to be located, 2, 4 hour, 6 hour drive, stay in a hotel. It will be worth it. And this is where we need to have modern American patriots on this level. He's getting a new website set up because right now he's got a blogspot site set up, but he just threw it up there to get something operational, and then he's going to be setting it up on a server. So that's going to be happening really soon. April 23rd and 24th, next weekend, not this coming, but the following weekend in Pennsylvania. If you can get there, if you're a Radio Free Readout listener, if you're going to be part of the Future Underground, if you're an Amron operator, if you are an operator, get there. Because this is going to lay the foundation for skill sets and tradecraft that you are going to need. Now, he posts, and if you go to his website, I'm going to post it. It's csg.blogspot.com, but I'm going to have the links there in the highlights and resources posting. And this course is designed to address the fundamental concerns for journalists, concerned citizens, activists, whistleblowers, missionaries, and liberty lovers in general with regard to digital security. Whether hackers, governments, criminals, or acts of espionage, our privacy is in serious jeopardy. He shines some light on stuff that that most people think what they're doing is great, but he's poking holes in it. And he also talked about how to fill in those holes. NSA proof resistant steps, tradecraft and software and measures. You will learn to secure your devices and communications in the following ways. Properly employ symmetric and asymmetric encryption. Create and safely store powerful passwords, which I'm going to get to in a minute. That's priority number one. Guard against common criminal and state-level intrusion techniques. Recognize unsafe software you're using now and explore safe replacements. Surf the web anonymously. Explore the deep web. Transfer files safely. Communicate securely and privately. Understand and deal with malicious firmware. GroundRod Primer is meant to take the uncertainty and guesswork out of digital security, give you a fundamental base of knowledge to grow from, and get you up and running with the highest levels of security available today. Follow-on courses will delve deeper into these subjects and address escape and evasion techniques and other tradecraft, which that's starting to get into some of my area of expertise. So we'll probably collude on some of these different projects. I guess he's going to be talking to John Mosby from Gorilla America. I mean, from the Mountain Gorilla, and Sam from Gorilla America. And I'll tell you what, there's just an awesome network of a lot of valuable skill sets coming together. And it's pretty exciting. But you guys, look. Right now, I know it's computer stuff. I just figured out how to copy and paste last week, and now you're talking about deep encryption and stuff. Look, you, the tools that are being used against you, all right, the weapons being used against you are not guns and ammo. This is an information war. If you are going to fight and defeat tyranny and have victories and operate when the Chinese invade and operate right under their noses as free as you want to be and still be unhindered in your ability to function, operate, communicate, you got to realize this is 21st century warfare and you are not a warrior if you cannot compete on the battlefield in the 21st century. You need to become a 21st century warrior. So we've moved beyond slingshots and bows and arrows. This is totally different now. And you talk about the Stasi and the SS and NKVD and KGB and the control mechanisms, the surveillance state that they had, that was nothing compared to what we have now and what's emerging. So I don't know. I just can't emphasize it enough. This is the standard. This is the minimum standard serious operators need to be up to. This goes hand in hand with our radio operators, because you're not just a radio operator. At least some of you aren't. Some of you are operators, you are radio operators, and you are intelligence operatives. And you have to be able to pass information covertly, securely, and anonymously. If the grid's up, you need to use it. You need to know how to use it. Lots of places where people have thought that they were safe doing silly stuff, thinking that nobody can, I'm anonymous because I didn't mention where I was without realizing the metadata that was there that you provided for them to locate you. All right. Codename Kilo he's developing a tablet, which he needs to build some more, a Sepio system, which is what he calls his proprietary. He's building from the ground up, from the kernel up, laptops with completely scrubbed, wiped, and custom built with security features into it. And something that I have been reluctant to go into or pursue Linux. It is Linux based. Now, this is going to freak some of you out. Don't shut down on me. We've got to get away from Windows and we've got to get away from Mac, at least for one side of our lives. I know that you're stuck with it where you are, but there are bridges where you can still function securely, anonymously, and even your regular day-to-day activities using Linux systems. It's not scary. The only thing, the scariest part is the unknown. But it's necessary. And it doesn't have to be done in one fell swoop. It can be the slow transitional period. At least some of you need to get it operational on, you know, on that level. We're going to talk more about that. So I'm just basically kind of preparing you for what's to come, but letting you know, be watching that schedule over there at CSG at the website. And if he comes into your area, jump on it or contact him and sponsor an event and bring him into your area. Texas, Missouri, Arizona, North Carolina, Georgia. There are some strong pockets with large numbers of you. There's no reason why North Carolina, why you guys couldn't bring him in and sponsor an event and put it together, and we'll promote it, get the numbers there. But this is just super important. He's got new course material that's coming, stuff that you will not get anywhere else. Guarantee it. He's going to be migrating off of his blogger platform onto a different server. He's working on a hardened phone project called Verus, and that's nearing its completion. And, of course, the hardened set laptops, the Sepio, those are being finalized right now, and those are going to be available soon. Very squared away stuff. Oh, another super important, very vulnerable area is routers and access points for internet, wireless routers. Hardened router and AP almost done as well. So I was going to do an interview with him, but he just finished up the class yesterday. He's got several people. He's going to be running around visiting, and he's got a full schedule like me. So I'm going to do an interview with him sometime and share more of this stuff with you guys. Now, some of you guys are just going to eat this up. This is going to be right down your alley. Others, this is where your eyes are glazing over already. But hang with me. I'm going to try to teach this and convey this in a way that's digestible for the average person. If you have any inclination, any care in you at all, you'll get this. I'll make sure that I teach it on that level, on that way. And hopefully there are a significant number of you out there who do care enough about this and see the necessity of this. Especially those of you who really got into the Underground series, you're definitely going to want to be tuning in to future segments where I'll be covering different aspects of this. Passwords is first. So I'm going to dedicate a segment to this next week. How's that sound? Because your encryption is only as strong as your password. And that's where they're nailing people. They just bypass the encryption. They don't even mess with it. It's too powerful. But it's the password. It's the end user. That's the weak link. I've been saying it. All right, segment four coming up in just a minute. This is Radio Free Readout.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want to secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food insecurity, surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
Hi, everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more.
All right, coming into the fourth and final segment brought to you by Works.com. That's custom-made holsters, Kydex holsters, and magazine carriers at WERKZ.com. Less than 2 weeks turnaround for their custom products, and they have a lifetime guarantee. Don't forget to use your coupon code RFR on your next purchase. Thanks for supporting a Patriot-owned business. Now, this weekend, I was invited to be... to give a presentation on communications to a convention of multiple militias that were conducting a field training exercise. And, I got to meet Mike, Sniper Mike, from the 299 Days book series. It's pretty cool. Cool guy. Now, there's a whole bunch of cool people there. There's probably about 100 people in attendance. And this was in Central Washington. At least five, maybe six militias and groups, you know, security, mutual assistance groups gathered for this joint field training exercise. These guys are covering medical. They're doing IVs. They're doing patrolling. They had a live fire range. They had LPOP set up. I mean, they were running it properly. There's an article that just came out this week, mostly prompted by Southern Poverty Law Center. Militia numbers are growing. Now, to me, that's like, why would they even say that? That doesn't help their side. It helps our side. The momentum there. Of course, they try to demonize it. Why? Well, because there's so much hate. So, you know, the more hate there is, the more militias there will be, right? These people are so foolish. Militias are another part of our American heritage. It's in our Constitution. And they didn't mean the National Guard. We've just debunked that so many times. To say that is just disingenuous at best. It's an outright lie. And those who believe it are just deceived, willingly ignorant. It was so encouraging to see patriots gathered together, praying, training, studying, shooting. And there were whole families there. They had activities for kids that are learning about self-reliance, learning about their heritage. There were whole families with wives, husbands there doing this different training together. Why? To serve their communities. To serve their communities and to stand in the gap against those things that are setting themselves against our heritage and our Constitution. Now, Representative Matt Shea was also supposed to be the keynote speaker, but he got running long. And so I passed some things on for him on his behalf just to encourage these guys to hold on to their heritage, to be encouraged that there are many people that are grateful for. There's no extremism going on here. Well, that's extreme to some people, but our American heritage is extreme to some people. There are some people out there that encourage me because of the competency of the leadership. These are veterans, people that have fought for our country prior. They're in law enforcement or the military prior. They have skills to pass along to the next generation, which is our duty to do for the security of a free state. It reminded me of the Oregon situation where people saying at the Malheur National Life or the Wildlife Refuge, when they're talking about this militia standoff patrols, it's like a military encampment. But everybody that went out there reported back saying, it's not like that at all. It's like a public campground. You got church groups singing hymns. You've got little Constitution classes, going on and people coming and going freely. And the same thing with the militia, the stereotypical fat Bubba wannabe gun show warrior type of guy. This wasn't the case. Now, I know that's not the case. I know that those are lies, those perceptions, those stereotypes aren't true. But I just wanted to share with you guys that that I'm very proud of you guys in Colorado and New Mexico and Missouri and Ohio and Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, North Carolina, in Georgia, Virginia, all over the place. Arizona, it's a great group of folks where there are patriots, 3%ers, militias, mutual assistance or mutual aid groups, oath keeper groups, working within your communities, training right now, just this last weekend and the weekend before that, and next weekend and the weekend after that. There's going to be somebody out there somewhere teaching our American heritage, training responsibly, breaking the stereotypes of what the left-wing anti-American media would have you believe the militia is and what their intent is. They're lies. These are honorable people whose hearts are in the right place. And our country is all the better for it. Now, today, these guys had to go back to work. They're welders, they're truck drivers, they're school teachers, they are county commissioners, they're your neighbors. So hats off to you guys. I don't want to get into a whole lot. You know, there's I don't want to cross any lines as far as, you know, OPSEC, but I did get, you know, a tour of the Tactical Operations Center, and it's very well organized, very logically laid out, very well structured, and ran by very competent people who knew what they were doing. And I just want to encourage you guys who are out there doing that and let you know my hat's off to you, and I salute you guys. The comms guys, several Amron operators there running the comms, and they've got a lot to learn about digital, but they're on their way. They're doing this, and more guys are getting set up to get communications, expand their communications capabilities. That's really encouraging. Super encouraging. Because without comms, you don't have command and control, right? You can't share intelligence, timely intelligence. So that was just really encouraging as well. And we're going to be working with those guys to help them take their comms to the next level, no matter what level they're on, and just support those guys wholeheartedly. And next year, hopefully, there'll be 200 people training together. I would not be surprised. All right, guys, that's pretty much a wrap. I got back in at like 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, coming back from Central Washington, and then it was back in class first thing in the morning, Sunday morning. So thank you guys for your grace and me not being able to get a show put out Sunday night. But it was just a good weekend. And I want to share some of that with you. So hope you thought it was worthwhile listening to. All right, I'm going to let you go. You have a blessed rest of the week, and we'll be in touch. I will not be doing a partisan radio this week. I'll be putting some material together for doing that next week. And hopefully get that ready for you all on Sunday evening. All right, this is the voice of the American Redoubt. My name is John Jacob Schmidt, and my name is your name too. Good night.